Democratic candidate for Governor Mark Begich told KRBD today that, like many Alaskans, he was surprised by Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott's abrupt resignation and withdrawal from the campaign.
It does change the dynamics for sure in the election here, and how and what that means is still not clear. I think a lot of people are waiting to hear what the governor is going to do or not do. In the meantime, we're here today. We're going to continue to campaign.
Begich was in Ketchikan to attend the Alaska Native Brotherhood, Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Camp Convention, which kicked off today. Walker on Tuesday also talked about ongoing discussions with the Begich campaign about a path forward to defeating Republican candidate Mike Dunleavy. Begich confirms there have been talks, but didn't reveal any firm plans. The main point of any path forward, Begich says, would be to keep Dunleavy from becoming governor, which he says would be a disaster.
A lot of dynamics have changed in the last 24 hours. And the question now really is the viability of campaigns. And we've always believed we have a strong campaign. We have a great network. We have people all across the state. We usually are in second in the polls when in a three-way race, even though we've spent the least amount of money.
Begich says combining his campaign with Walker's is unlikely because ballots already have been printed. He didn't answer a suggestion of one candidate withdrawing in favor of the other, but said the next few days would be, quote, very enlightening, end quote, for those watching Alaska's gubernatorial election.